Hi, I'm Catherine Cotto, and welcome to Energy Clearing Through the Five Elements. This is a recording of the meditation section from Part 1, Earth.
So now I'm going to go to the energy clearing section. So before we do that, I want to this is just for you, just to give you a bit of an internal check-in. So we're going to do a scale of 1 to 10. So 1 is where where you feel like, yes, that's me, you know, I'm able to do that. And sorry, 10, that's a 10. And whereas 1 is, oh no, I don't think so. I'm not like that at all. Okay. So it's just an internal check-in, but if you can type into me, only I will be able to see your comment. And then, you know, hopefully when we check in at the end again, then, you know, we'll show that hopefully there's been some shifts in a positive way. Okay. So just checking in. There's no right or wrong answer, but I want you to ask yourself, and it's the first number that pops into your head, is out of, you know, scale of 1 to 10, how much love did you feel you received as a child? So particularly in those first 7 or 10 years. So 10 would be like, oh my God, I felt so much. And 1 was like, oh, I really didn't receive much at all. So we've got a real mix here from anywhere from about 8 down to 3. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. So, probably the average maybe around a 5. Okay. All right, the next one is if you're met with an obstacle, so something challenging happens, how well do you take in the information, process it, and act on it? Okay, so how well is your stomach energy working? So 10 is if something presents itself, something that you don't prefer, then you're able to cope with it with ease and grace. And the other end of the scale, 1 is when you go into overwhelm, you overthink things, you worry, and you can't really act on it. You just get a bit stuck in that. Energy. Okay. Thank you. Okay, great. So yeah, these are a little bit lower. Beautiful. Okay. I'd say the average is probably about a 4. I reckon a 3 or a 4. Great. So that's good. We're in the right place. So that's great. The next one is, so how much do you feel that you're able to flow through life? You're able to take guided action and living your life purpose. Okay. So that would be a 10. If you feel that, you know, you're flowing through life, you're taking guided action, you're living your life purpose. And 1 would be that life just feels that it's really, really hard, and you know, you feel stuck and you're not getting to where you want to be, or you're not where you are, where you want to be. Okay. So yeah, we've got a real mix here too. All right, great. You know, some people have obviously worked through some things and doing well. I like that. Someone said that lots of yoga helps them, which is wonderful. Some of them, yeah, we've still got a little bit to go, but that's fine. Again, you know, that's why we're here. Okay, the fourth one is, how easy is it for you to put yourself and your own needs first? So 10 is, yes, you always check in, you go, yep, can I do this? Or, you know, just be honest and say, actually, I can't do that today. I don't feel guided to do that. As opposed to 1 is that you put everyone else's needs first before your own. Again, we've got a real mix. So from, some high ones and some low ones too. Yeah, that's great. And someone said that, you know, they some days, depends on the day, some days they're an 8, almost a 7. but there used to be a two. So yeah, that's so great. All right, wonderful. Okay. So let's do some energy clearing. So I know that this might be new for some of you. I think, you know, a lot of you have probably done it either with me or in some other way. But so I'm going to connect us all to the light and just make sure we're coming from a really high vibration to start with. And then I'll be intuiting what comes up that needs to be shifted. And I'll be using phrases like clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. And that just shifts it, you know, from all past experiences, whether it's this lifetime, past lifetimes, from, you know, whether you've brought it in from, you know, other generations, and, you know, future self as well. So it's shifting those layers. And then when we've cleared, then I'll be filling in with, and I use the statement, what would it take? And you don't have to answer it. It's almost like a prayer to the universe. So it's just when we're doing it, just imagine yourself, first of all, clearing out those things. And then when we do, what would it take? Just allowing that energy to come in. I may do some visualization. So just do your best, whatever. You know, some people aren't so visual, but you might be able to feel things, or just know that it's working. Okay. So, and then you can chat to me as well, if there's things that you want particularly addressed. Okay. So I'm going to turn my camera off, I think, if I can. Oh, it doesn't matter. Okay. So just take some nice deep breaths, and if you'd like to gently close your eyes. And then I want you to take your attention up. We're going to go up, 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 up. 100 meters, 200 meters, 300 meters. And it's a place where you go to if you were going to pray for something. Just know, feel, sense, or see that there's a light source above you, way up above you. Some people see the light, some people just feel it, some people just know it. And if none of that works for you, just trust that it's happening. And we're going to bring this light down into the top of our heads, opening and awakening our crown chakra at the top of our heads, and opening up our knowingness, allowing for us to bring in that light from the universe, from source, from God, whatever you want to call it, from our higher selves, and bringing that light down into your third eye, that space between your eyebrows, and opening and awakening your seeingness, allowing you to see the truth, allowing you to see your path and to see the solutions. And bringing that light down into your ears, opening and awakening your hearing, allowing you to hear the truth, to hear any messages that any beings of light that are here with us today have for us. So whether it's your angels, your guides, spirits, your higher self, so that we can hear those messages. And bringing the light down into your throat area, filling up that whole area from the front to back, top to bottom, side to side, allowing you to speak your truth, allowing you to communicate, and allowing a clear path between your heart and your head. Because we need both to be functioning, to be communicating with each other, and the throat is a vital passageway between the two. And bringing the light down into your shoulders, down through your arms, all the way down through your fingertips. And bringing the light down into your heart, your chest cavity. Again, filling it up with this beautiful liquid light from above. Fill it up from the front to back, top to bottom, side to side. Allowing you to feel the truth. Opening up your heart chakra so you can feel the love. Be open to receiving love. Filling up with love from God, from the universe, from your higher self, receiving all that love that you've wanted all this time. And bringing the light down into your solar plexus, just that area below your ribs. Allowing this light to wash away anywhere you felt sucker punched in life. Washing away all those worries, all that overwhelm, the overthinking, as well as all that anger, fear, angst. And bringing the light down into your sacral area, just below the belly button. Filling it up again from front to back, top to bottom, side to side, that whole abdomen area. Feeling your power source. Chinese medicines, your Dantian, filling that up with this beautiful light, standing in your power and your feminine essence. Bringing the light down into your sacral, so in your root chakra, the bottom of your pelvis, and into your hips, allowing you to feel grounded, allowing you to moving forwards, clearing away anywhere you feel stuck in the mud, stuck in a rut, clearing that away. And that earth element can get a bit stuck and be a bit muddy, so we're just clearing that away and letting it wash away, and bringing that light all the way down through your legs, your knees, thighs, your shins, calves, ankles and feet. And bringing that light down into that area beneath your feet. Again, this is often somewhere where we can hold lots of junk. So just make sure you're clearing away anything under there. Anything holding you back. Anything worrying you. Clearing that away. And we're going to bring that light all the way down, 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 down into the center of the earth. And here I want you to imagine or feel or see there's another light source that we can draw on. We're going to draw that back up through our legs, through our bodies, through our heads. Whew. So now we're all connected from above and below. That feels amazing. Well done. And if you don't feel anything, that's okay too. Just pretend. Just know that this is working. And then from your heart space, I want you to imagine this light expanding out all the way around you, 360 degrees. We're going to go past the room that you're in, past the building that you're in, past your suburb, past your city, your state, past the edges of the country, and we can just keep going. There's nothing stopping us. We are infinite beings in a body. We can go all the way to the edges of the earth. We can go beyond. What would it take for us to be able to clear whatever it is that is here today to be cleared? what would it take for anybody listening to this recording, whether they're present today or not, to receive all the benefits, all the blessings, all the clearings, and everyone here today to upgrade, to help us to live fuller, freer lives. And anything in the way of that, we're going to clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, so just staying expanded, just keep reminding yourself, bringing more light from above, more light from below, and expanding out. And just let my words wash over you and through you as I present the energies to be cleared. Just allow them to clear. Taking some deep breaths can be helpful. So anywhere and everywhere that life feels hard, let's clear and transmute that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere that things feel hard, it feels heavy, feels stuck. Let's clear and transmute that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you don't know which way to turn, clear and transmute that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere that you've got can'ts, won'ts, too hards, just clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take for things to go well, to flow easily and effortlessly for you? Anything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take for you to be able to see the light, to know that this isn't you, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel? Anything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Let's clear and transmute everywhere that you feel that you aren't good at handling stress and challenging situations. Clear and transmute all that across the time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, I'm going to ask a question, and the answer is the first thing that pops into your head. And if it takes longer than 3 seconds, it probably means that you've gone into your head. Probably should say the first thing that pops into your heart. So what was the first age that you felt that you couldn't do things? You can type it into me, or you can just keep that age in your mind. Okay. And oftentimes when it's a young age, it's usually that we've picked that energy up from those around us. So did you get that energy from your mom, from your dad, from somebody else? Or was it your own? Again, just the first 3 seconds, first thing that pops into your head, your heart, your consciousness. and whereabouts do you feel this, in or around your body? Okay, so feel that feeling, and we're going to bring in a fire hose of light. So just imagine that I'm standing there with a fire hose of light, and I'm directing it from above you and from below you into that area, and we're going to blast it out. So anywhere and everywhere you felt that you can't do this, things are too hard, you're not good at things, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Bring in more light into that area. We're going to blast it away. Today's the day. Anywhere and everywhere you feel that you can't do this, that you're not good at this, that you're stuck with this, this is your lot in life, this is who you are, all of those thoughts, feelings, beliefs, we're going to blast them away, clear and transmute across of time, dimension, space, and reality. Anywhere and everywhere you were told that you're not good at that, that you're hopeless, and anywhere that you felt that you weren't worthy, we'll clear and transmute all that across of time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, bring in more light from above and below, expanding out. What would it take for you to know that you are an infinite being in a body and you can create anything and everything that you want and desire? Anything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. What would it take for it to be easy for you to step into the next part of your life, to take that step forward? What would it take for you to feel held, to feel that you have support around you? What would it take for you to be open to receiving that support, that love, that help from the universe, to open up and receive that help? What would it take for you to be open to hearing any messages, noticing things, seeing the signs? And anything and everything in the way of all that, clear and transmute across of time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, just bring in more light. Bringing more light. Okay, if anyone wants to type into me, what's happening? Where are they getting stuck? Clear and transmute anywhere and everywhere you feel that this isn't working for you. You can't do this. It's too hard. Too hard, it's too hard. Clear and transmute all that across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Just bring in more light, bring in more light. You're all doing amazing. Okay, anywhere and everywhere that life feels overwhelming, and when you presented with a challenge, that you go into overwhelm. It's clear and transmute all that across of time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute, 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 clear and transmute. Just let it wash away. Okay, again, I'm going to ask, what age did you first feel this overwhelm? The first age that comes into your head. your consciousness. And who did you get this feeling from? Was it from your mom? Was she overwhelmed? Was it your dad? Was it somebody else? Or was it your own? Okay. Just the first thing that pops in. Don't overthink it. So I'm chuckling to myself because that's an earth trait. Okay, and whereabouts do you feel it, in or around your body? Where does it feel heavy, or it feels you might be getting a pain, or just feels a little bit like your awareness is going to a particular part of your body? Just go there. Trust that you've got it. What's the emotion? What's the emotion? What's the emotion around that? The overwhelm. Yep. So besides overwhelm, what's coming up? So again, we're going to bring in a fire hose of light into that part of your body from above and below, blasting away anywhere and everywhere you feel this overwhelm, where you took it on from that age and who you took it on from, blasting away, bringing in light into that area, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Clear and transmute. Just bring more light in, blasting it away. Okay. Now I want you to take yourself at that age, whatever age you had, and we're going to talk to yourself at that age. So if it was 3, then we're talking to your 3-year-old self. Okay, so whatever age you had. Okay, we're going to put her into her own little blessing ball of light. I've got you all in your own blessing balls of light, but we're going to put your little person in her own blessing ball of light. Give it the color that you want to give it to her. And what we're going to do is we're going to, first of all, we're going to take back any keys that we've given to her. So just take any keys you might have given to her, anywhere that you feel stuck in that age, that overwhelm, where overwhelm became a part of you, taking that back. So just imagine yourself taking that back. And putting those back in. We're going to cut any cords to that part of you. And it doesn't mean that you're cutting a part of yourself. It's just part of yourself that's been stuck back in that time. So some people like to use big scissors, or you might want to use a machete, a lightsaber, whatever it is. I'm just going to cut that cord that's keeping you stuck back in that age. So when we're able to clear, when we first got these patterns, we go back to that first time, then we can clear it for ourselves now. And we may have to go back, and you can go back and listen to the recording, and you can do this for other ages as well. And, you know, it may be, if you believe in past lives, it might be past lives, or it might be that you brought it into this lifetime from your ancestors. I've seen that too. So just whatever at age, okay, we're cutting that. And I want you to give your little person, your little self, whatever age it was, I want you to give her a new role. It could be anything. Okay, so maybe it's that she can show you how to have fun. Yeah, sometimes when our earth is out of balance, we can be very serious. So ask her to show you how to have fun, that childlike joy. It might be if you're feeling financially challenged, maybe she can help you to find more money. So give her a role, you know, find more clients if you're a practitioner, or, you know, it might be that you're looking for, you know, new friends or special relationships. Ask her to help her. Give her a new role. Give her something to do. And that will make her happy, because you no longer need that overwhelm. You don't need to be in that pattern. We've cleared and transmuted that. So what would it take for this to be your new you? What would it take for you to find joy and love and to feel that you are supported by the universe, you're supported by those around you? What would it take for you to attract all the people, places, things, ideas that will help you? What would it take for you to stay grounded? What would it take for you to feel nurtured? What would it take for you to take in all the foods and the drinks and the air that your body requires and wants from you at this time? And what would it take for you to, when you do indulge in something that maybe may not be your body's optimum choice, but what would it take for you to enjoy that and to allow yourself that freedom and remember that it's not what you're doing, you know, that 10% or 5% of the time that's important. So when you do that, that you enjoy it, you embrace it, you celebrate yourself. But what would it take for you to feel your body and treat it as the sacred vessel that it is, and exercise it and go out into nature, feel that earth energy, fill up with light from the trees, from the ocean, from the air, feel that up into your body and allow you to connect to the earth? What would it take for you to stand on Mother Earth and to feel her love, feel her support, and to open yourself up to receiving that love, being held? And anything in the way of that, clear and transmute across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Okay, so I want to do a quick check-in again. So scale of 1 to 10. So just see if anything's shifted. And it's checking in of what the potential is now that you feel, hopefully you feel a little bit better, a little bit centered, a little bit more feeling that you're capable of staying grounded and not going into that overwhelm. Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how much love did you feel received as a child? And remember, this can be feeling the love from the universe as well. Thank you. Feeling lighter, more relaxed, beautiful. Okay, and definitely higher numbers there. Beautiful. Okay, so if you're met with an obstacle, how well do you think you can now take in the information, process it, and act on it? Great. Wow, that one really shifted, guys. Well done. Beautiful. I'd say average 7 or 8, and I'm pretty sure it was pretty low before. Okay. How much do you how much do you feel that you're able to flow through life, taking guided action and living your life purpose? Okay. Ooh. Oh, that's so great. Okay. All right. Much higher numbers. Yep. You know, if you've got one that maybe is still a little bit lower, just know that this is just the first step, and you just got to peel off the layers like an onion. We're peeling back all those layers. Okay. So just keep at it. Bring in more light. And when you do get the recording, you know, hopefully, you know, do listen to this second part of it and take in the energies. Okay. And the last one is, how easy is it for you to put yourself and your own needs first, as opposed to looking after everyone else? Okay, good. Again, much higher numbers, still a couple, you know, and it can be tricky, depending on your situation as well. But yeah, that's great, guys. So that's where we're at for today. I hope that you got a lot out of it. And just a reminder that next month we will be off daylight savings here in Melbourne. And so if you are in another state, if you're in Queensland, I've got a few people in Queensland, then remember that it'll be an hour later, I think, for you. So I do hope, and if anyone only joined for today, but I do hope that you can join the remainder of the sessions. So great. I've got some more space in my heart chakra. Beautiful. My solar plexus feels unknotted. Thank you. That was very powerful. Awesome. Will I be sharing the script for the energy clearing? So you'll get the recording. But yeah, I'm happy to write it out if you want to. Just maybe just email me if you're wanting that. Thank you. Someone said it was amazing. A salt bath is what I'm going to do now. Oh, that is such a great thing. So yeah, stay grounded, go and spend some time. The rain seems to have lifted, which I was praying for because I was worried that it would disrupt the sound quality. So it's, you know, a beautiful time to connect with nature. I have a salt bath, such a gorgeous thing to do. Solar plexus still sore. Okay, just bring in more light into that area and clear that. Big weight lifted. Awesome. Thank you. I would love that. So someone said they're going to come and see me again, which I would really love to see them. And I'm glad that you found it powerful. Awesome. All right, everyone. I mean, hopefully, I think everyone feels better, so that's good. I feel great too. So thank you so much. And there is the Facebook group that I've just set up. So if you know, I know not everyone's a Facebook person, that's fine. It's a private group, only people from you know, from who've been here today or are going to join the other sessions will be in that group. So it's a place where we can share things and you know, we can all help each other. So that's wonderful. Someone said that healing in a group is more powerful, for sure. Beautiful. Thank you. So, yeah, have a beautiful day, everyone. And, look forward to seeing you next time. I think it's the 2nd of May, where we'll be doing metal. So in the, autumn, which is, the season is autumn. So, another one is feeling relaxed. Thank you. Great session. Beautiful. All right, everybody. I'll see you soon. Okay. Bye for now.